One might wonder, after Parshas Yisro and the giving of the Torah, what would be the next mitzvah that the Jewish people would be given? I could think of so many mitzvos, mitzvos that you would consider inspiring, mitzvos that you would consider to be the ones that would be impactful to the Jewish people immediately. And yet, what do we have? We have the mitzvah of Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave. It is so strange because it's such a knockdown from all the way up on Har Sinai Matan Torah. I once heard from Rabbi Buchwald, the head of NJAP, an amazing thing. He said, you know, the cost of a Jewish neshama is actually pretty cheap. You could buy a Jewish neshama for a couple bucks, need maybe a quarter of a chicken and some challen. That's the power of Kiruv. We could really do it. So you're going to sit there at your Shabbos table for this person that's really never heard of Judaism. And he says, Nu, tell me something from the Torah. I refrains from the word Nu, but he says, tell me something from your Torah. And you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to say to him that's going to inspire him? What is it that I'm going to say to him that's going to push him over the top? You're not going to tell him about Eved Ivri. You're going to talk about the beauty of the mitzvos, maybe pick a particular mitzvah. Shabbos is a day of rest, a day of connection and disconnecting. Maybe those are what you're going to say, and yet the Jewish people, Matan Torah, right afterwards they hear about Eved Ivri. Rabbi Frand has an amazing, amazing, amazing vart. He says, I'll tell you why, Eved Ivri. He goes, there is no other moment in Jewish history that the people could appreciate the essence of slavery more than now. The Jewish people are leaving slavery. God turns to them and says, there will be the wealthy and there will be the poor, and the poor will someday have to be slaves. It's just the way the world is set up, unfortunately. There is a sense of resources and an inequity of resources, and you're going to have those moments. But what's going to happen when you become a slave? God says, Ki tikne eved ivri, when you buy a slave, I want you to understand, these are the laws that you have to govern the Jewish slave by. That, I believe, is why now is the opportune time. The Jewish people can appreciate what it's like to be a slave now more than ever before, so that when the moment comes, they've internalized that feeling right now of what it's like to be free, in contrast to having been a slave. And the Jewish people will appreciate how you have to treat every slave with dignity and respect. That is what the Torah is trying to tell us. The Torah is picking that mitzvah. God wants that to be the first mitzvah because the Jewish people can truly appreciate freedom in contrast to slavery now more than ever. It's those defining moments that we have in life where we are impacted by something. Those are the moments that we're most ripe to be inspired to pick up on something new. If I'm at something that's really amazing, a Siyam HaShas, some sort of inspirational moment like that, a chesed organization, that's when I need to jump on. If I wait, you don't strike when the iron is cold. The moment is lost. That's the message that God is teaching us in Parshas Mishpatim.